Irene Lagan brings us this week's report on the highlights of this week here at the Vatican.
The approval of five causes for beatification, a renewed call for all humankind to come to a full awareness of God's gift of creation, and a message to Muslims at the end of the month of Ramadan. These were some of the main themes addressed by Pope Benedict XVI here at the Vatican this week. On Tuesday, Pope Benedict approved five causes for beatification. Among those to be beatified between the 4th of October and the 22nd of November is Eustachius Kugler, a German professed member of the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God. His special concern was for the sick and the handicapped. Brother Donatus Forkin, prior general of St. John of God Hospitallers here in Rome, spoke of the prophetic work of the soon-to-be saint.
He wanted to look after the poor because he came from a poor background. He knew exactly how the poor lived. So he came up with this project to build a large hospital. And that hospital today in Regensburg is the largest Catholic hospital in Germany. He was prophetic.
On Thursday, Pope Benedict met in private audience with a delegation from the Archdiocese of Zaragoza, Spain. The Holy Father thanked them for their collaboration in creating the Holy See's Pavilion at the International Expo in Zaragoza last year on the theme Water and Sustainable Development. Pope Benedict said that with creation, God has given man the keys to the earth, and he expects him to know how to use this great gift responsibly and respectfully. Also on Thursday, recalling Pope John Paul II's letter addressed to artists 10 years ago, Pope Benedict XVI announced a meeting with painters, sculptors, architects, musicians, and masters of theater and film from around the world, set to take place in the Sistine Chapel on November 21st. Aware of the distance between art and faith, in meeting with artists, Pope Benedict XVI hopes to establish a dialogue towards a new and fruitful alliance between art and the Church. And finally this week, President of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Talleyrand, issued a message to all Muslims at the close of the month of Ramadan. The human person in a situation of impoverishment, he said, is undoubtedly a subject at the heart of the precepts that Christians and Muslims alike hold dear. Helping them to establish their place in the fabric of society is a living proof of the love of the Almighty. I'm Irene Lagan.